Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. You know, we're in the third act of the circus, and the circus is definitely continuing to go on. We got the Republicans on one side who seem to be ahead. They seem to be doing the better tricks on the trapeze, certainly, than the Democrats are. I think one place where the Democrats hurt themselves just recently is Chuck Schumer was quoted as saying, "If you let me control the networks, we can stop all of this shenanigan stuff." That was not a direct quote, but that's about what he said. Anybody, by the way, if any of our listeners happen to know the direct quote, please put it in your comment on the blog. I think this is a very interesting situation. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. But I have to say, I think it's really gotten to be in the hands of the public now. And I think Fox made that happen. Jimmy, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that Chuck Schumer was showing, and I think most of our bloggers probably understand it, that there's a level of fear that you hadn't seen before in him, in his desperate attempt to undermine releasing video footage of Tucker Carlson. And he's speaking to a particular group of people that probably are never going to change their mind, regardless of the facts or whatever comes out. So he's trying to encourage them, and that includes, you know, very, very mobilized leftist activists and those leftist intellectuals that believe they're smarter, they know everything better than everyone else, and the elites that continue to fund the Democratic Party. That's his argument. That's where those are the people he's talking to. The problem is he's missing America. He's missing the independents, the moderate Democrats, and then the Republicans that were kind of like afraid of what happened on January 6th, but really weren't sure what was going on behind the scenes. That's what he's missing. Chuck Schumer is missing a large group of people that are going to question the narrative that the Democrats have put forward over the last 2 years.
Yeah, what I would have to say is I think that Schumer is truly in uncharted waters right now. I think a lot of the politicians, including some of the Republicans, are in uncharted waters right now. They don't have any previous historical examples of anything like this happening. So it will be interesting to see, number one, how this affects the four election. And it'll also be interesting to see what happens in the news over the next 2 or 3 weeks. I would have to say that a movement like censoring the news as Schumer indicated he wanted to do, have the news have to be approved, I think is what Schumer basically was saying. I don't think the American public will buy that. I think that's the worst thing that they could say.
Well, and I don't think the Supreme Court will buy it. I don't think certainly the Republicans will buy it. And you're right, average people won't. And I think it's really a sign of desperation when you're trying to censor. And, of course, we're talking about footage, as many pundits have pointed out, paid for by the American people, talking about the American people, about our government, not Chuck Schumer's government. So as he tries to push Fox News to stop Tucker Carlson and to fire Tucker Carlson, as the left does that, they look stupid. And I think, you know, when another news organization gets angry because somebody has a scoop, that's one thing. But other news organizations, especially CNN, MSNBC, and then the networks, they're actually attacking another news organization to tell them to silence and shut something up. Tell me what that would have been like had people done that with the Pentagon Papers or the Watergate information. You know, come on, tell me that somehow that's justified. And all it does is it makes them look stupid. But at the same time, you know, I don't know how far some of this stuff is going to be able to go, or even if there's a real intent to open it up to people. It may just be all smoke and mirrors for the public, even on the Republican side with some of these leaders. So,
well, the only way that this thing could open up, I would have to say, is if there was some way that Senator Schumer could prove, in fact, his words that the videos were doctored. If that could be proven, then we would be dead. But I don't think they can prove that. That was my first. I don't know, but if you remember, Jim, that was my first. That was my first comment. If they could prove that the videos were doctored, and I don't think that Murdoch is that stupid that he would doctor the videos, because it would be proven. And if he, I know that he wouldn't do that. I think he's standing on pretty sure footing right now.
Well, he can't doctor them because they're actually released from, reviewed and released by congressional police and by the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy. So if he doctored them, that would be a huge attack. So it's obvious he can't do that.
I don't think that
they are selective. He pulled selective pieces out of information that were actually completely contrary to what the narrative had pushed out. But that's what's so infuriating to the mainstream media, the corporate media, and actually the editors. It's really the corporate overseers, the editors, and the Democratic Party that is so integrated now into mainstream media in the United States that they're pushing agendas for a political party. They're not pushing agendas for open transparency of media. And that's why they're so angry.
Well, what you need right now is you need a couple of very, very good, very well-known reporters from the Times to look into this. You need a Bernstein and the other fellow also, right now, to come in, kind of swallow their pride and say, we're going to really investigate this thing. If that happened, I think that's the only way that this battle would be undisputedly won by the conservatives.
Well, it's not going to be won by the conservatives anyway, because the media is never going to do that. And Woodward and Bernstein,
yeah,
when you go into the details and you actually look at Woodward, and you see what his background, he's a Navy intelligence officer. He was actually working in conjunction with people that were the former deputy director of the FBI, who was not appointed to the FBI,
right,
in order to undermine the Nixon administration. The most popular president, by the way, in American history. They were working together to undermine a presidency, very similarly as the FBI worked together to undermine the Trump administration.
I agree.
And of course,
no,
the deep throat guy, finally admits who it is, and it turns out to be a personal vendetta issue.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what we're seeing across the board. It's so corrupt because of lack of transparency. And when you open, hey, as I've said many times that, the most important thing for corruption is transparency. And as I think Tucker Carlson says, sunshine's the best disinfectant.
Right.
When you open these things up and people start screaming about it, it's a pretty indicator that they're hiding something. And
I would agree with that.
Right, Jim, to Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader.
McConnell, I think is swimming as hard as he can to keep from sinking out of the important political arena. Jimmy, we have to take a break and we have to post this in two segments. Is that okay if we do it right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you guys, we're going to be right back with the better recording that we have. We do have to do these in two parts. Stick around and just wait for part two. We'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.